For her to come home, attitude and all. Unlocking her phone, she shot her a quick text. Ready for me to pick you up? Even after several minutes, no response came. Not that she was shocked. When Amelia had friends over, they stayed up all night giggling and talking. No matter how many times Whitney would remind them to keep it down, within minutes their muffled voices would return, drifting through the adjoining bedroom wall. Most likely she'd done the same at Lauren's, and they were both still asleep. The house smelled like Saturday morning. Coffee, creamer, maple syrup. French toast had been a weekend tradition for years. When Amelia was little, she'd wake up early and bound into her mom's bedroom, eager for breakfast. But lately, it seemed Whitney ate alone more often than not. Even when Amelia was home, there was no guarantee she'd join her. Amelia lived in her room, earbuds perpetually plugged in her ears, as if she'd grown another extremity. Still, Whitney couldn't bring herself to stop the tradition altogether. The French toast would get eaten, even if it took a couple of days. Whitney didn't mind leftovers anyway. Not that she had many this morning. She'd gone for an extra long jog and had been ravenous. After cleaning up the kitchen, Whitney went back into her phone and clicked on the Snapchat app. Amelia may have been quiet around the house lately, but she had no problem sharing her life with the rest of the world. Whitney expected to be greeted by smiling selfies of her and Lauren, maybe some photos of the food they were eating, proof to all the other teenagers on social media that they were having a blast on their Friday night together. But nothing had been posted on her story in the last 24 hours. With slick fingertips, Whitney closed out of Snapchat and checked Instagram. Nothing there either. A chill brushed over her neck, causing the hairs to stand on end. She shook the feeling away with an abrupt jerk of her head. Whitney had always been like this, anxious, a worrier, especially when it came to Amelia, perpetually thinking the worst. Amelia hated it. So had her ex-husband. It was one of the many things they fought about. And it was probably one of many reasons why Dan had ended up marrying that sunny, smiling, high-pitched preschool teacher. If Whitney had to take a guess, she'd say there were no skeletons in Miss Karen's closet. No past indiscretion she was afraid of coming to light. No monsters from her past lurking around the corner. No secret buried inside so deep the roots had become invisible. When Dan married Karen, Whitney remembered thinking how he had succeeded in finding someone completely opposite from her, just like he said he would. It didn't take him long, either. He'd met Karen less than a year after they'd split up. He and Karen were friends for a while and then dated for several years before marrying. That was how he always defended it. We were friends first. We took it slow. But that was never the point. He should have made Amelia his priority. Whitney hadn't dated at all while Amelia was growing up. She'd only started within the last couple of years. Once Amelia hit high school and started having a life of her own, Whitney figured it was time she did too. Leaning against the counter, she stared out the kitchen window. There wasn't a view. The window overlooked the apartment across the way. A man stood in his kitchen, his back to Whitney as he drank coffee. His build vaguely reminded Whitney of Jay, and it made her smile. Going into her last text thread with him, she typed, "I miss you." Then she bit her lip. Too forward? Too soon? They'd been dating for a couple of months, and he'd only been on an overnight business trip. He was returning later today. She didn't want to come on too strong. Backspace. Delete. She tried again. "Hope your trip was good." "Too formal?" Whitney paused, thinking. Why am I making this so hard? She really liked Jay. That was the problem. He was the first guy in a long time she felt hopeful about. Usually by month two of dating someone, the red flags popped up and her interest waned. That hadn't happened yet with Jay. Turns out she didn't need to stress over what to text. Jay beat her to it. Boarding the plane now.